And one of the things that we do on the festival now is that we're asking devotees to cook crepes at home and bring them along, because the kitchen is too tiny to cook a lot of 180 crepes.
Switch it on.
About 350 crepes are very good to tell. And then some customers.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Anything we should talk about? Anyone have any questions? Open the window. All right.
Maybe you can say something about the Pujari Pam, New Vrindavan, how they deal with tainting.
According to the deity minister, the New Rajadam Pujari department is the cleanest in ISKCON, and in Budapest it's the best set up. There it's sort of smaller because it's just for burning. I guess let me just start on one note and here, who second initiated? Okay, everybody. Just keep in mind that second initiated doesn't mean Brahmana, unfortunately. Brahmana is not something that just because we have initiation that we become Brahmins. Brahman is samodamastapasochamshantirajamayivachakas. You have the qualities. And that becomes actually problematic for deity worship, is that ideally speaking, it would be good if everyone who is actually worshipping the deity was a real Brahman. Because then you wouldn't have to talk about cleanliness. Because you don't have to tell Brahmins about cleanliness or being neat or anything. It's like you don't have to tell anyone to breathe. So you don't have to tell Brahmins about how to be clean. So I'm just mentioning that because we tend to sort of jump ahead of ourselves and think that because I've got the second initiation, therefore I'm a Brahmin. Vaishnava is once a Brahmin is a material designation. It's not a spiritual designation. It's a material designation. It's part of the Varnashram system, and Vaishnava is a spiritual designation. Therefore, Vaishnavas are in that sense higher than Brahmins. But that doesn't automatically make a Vaishnava a Brahmin. You still know yatraya lakshanam proktam. If you have the qualities, then you're a Brahmin, and if you don't have the qualities, then you're not. Maybe higher than a Brahmin, because Brahmin doesn't necessarily worship Krishna. Brahmins don't necessarily worship Krishna. But we have to keep in mind that therefore, because we may have other natures, and generally in Kali Yuga, then Kalo Shudra Shambhavan, the tendency is to be Shudra. And by that means that we're not necessarily clean, we're not necessarily aesthetic, we're not truthful, we're not austere, we're not so many things, which means that Radha Gokulananda then may get the short end of the stick unless we make the extra effort. So I'm just raising that point, and that you know, deity worship, like any other devotional activity, the tendency is there to become very ritualistic. Do aarti, cook an offering, make things, but it's actually all about devotion. It's about offering our love to Radha Gokulananda, And pujaris are very fortunate because they have this opportunity to actually come close. Upadiksha. Upadiksha. Through this diksha, you come close. Upanishad. To come close to their lordships. But you can commit offenses in coming close, and the offenses cannot just be minor in nature, they can be very major if the psychology is wrong. So if the psychology is that if someone makes a mistake, then at the end we say our prayers and we beg for forgiveness and we get forgiven. However, if the mentality is rather that, I'll tell you, if I was president here, I would block that corner so no one could sit there. So, I don't know why, but all of the space, why can't this move in? That if the mentality of the psychology is, well, it's all right, you know, Radhika Kulanda will forgive, then it becomes much more serious, and it becomes non-aparad. So you can't take it lightly. It's a very, very wonderful opportunity to be able to cook, offer arti, dress, clean, wash pots, whatever. It's what goes on in the spiritual world. That's what happens in the spiritual world. But if we're not attentive, if we're not very careful, then it doesn't work. And as I was mentioning downstairs, for those of you who are there, this is the religion of love. That's what Bhagavad Marg really means. This is not about rituals. Rituals, actually, even you can't even get to Vaikuntha just being a ritualist. But that's the place of regulated spiritual activity. But Krishna consciousness is the religion of love. It's meant to be. It's meant to do that. And so the most important aspect of deity worship is chanting Hare Krishna. So your devotion and your service to Radha Gokuna, your arti will only be as good as your japa. And as I mentioned, Vaikuntha Judas told him, hey, listen, this, beyond here, this is only the place where people go who have love, not people who just chant because their guru gave them a mantra and told them to chant it. So until you have that, you don't have an entrance into there, you don't have the ticket, you got to go back. So chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, it's in one sense the most important because it will guarantee the quality of that service, that the consciousness, that we're actually there. And you'll feel it because Radha Gokulananda will smile at you, because they'll talk to you, because they're alive. They're not deities. We call them deities because we need some kind of language. But it's actually Krishna who's personally present. And you shouldn't think that there's any difference between Krishna when he's not moving and Krishna when he's moving. In heavenly planets, and heavenly planets is full of different deities. Some of them move, some of them don't move. In the spiritual world, there's also places in the spiritual world where Krishna is present as a deity. Jagannath is there, and spiritual world is a deity. He's not moving around. With Krishna, it doesn't make any difference, and if you have love, it doesn't make any difference. They're all the same. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochane. So our business is to actually awaken that love. But that will come by your sadhana. And that's the most important thing. The other is that who here is full-time pujari? We've got a few full-time pujaris. There's a bit of a difference of approach when you have 90% of the pujaris come in and go out in terms of awareness of cleanliness and just how we actually relating to this service. It's not here for our benefit. I mean, we're being benefited by the presence of Radha Gokulananda, and that's what we need to get off this preliminary stages of devotional service. But ideally speaking, deity worship should be our life. And whether we're at home and doing other things, as full-time, I ask full-time pujari, because full-time pujari is very intense life. You know, it's like having babies, but they never grow up. Or you're on 24/7, and you're always in demand, and you have to. It's extremely demanding service. That's why I say it. I know from my experience, whether it's here or Hungary or elsewhere, that I know who the Brahmin is, because they're the ones who can handle it. And when devotees start telling me it's too much, I can't take it, then that's not a Brahmin. Because for Brahmin, well, this is my life, so take it or leave it, or easy or difficult, there's no other alternative. So that type of mentality is very good, because when you're full-time pujari, it really molds your consciousness. And when, on the other hand, devotees are working, they got family, they got all other things, it's not as easy to just click in to the deities as when you're always connected to the deities. It's like having a full-time job and a part-time job, or being at home always with your children, or working and coming home to your children. It's a different thing, different scenario. So for that, the other pujaris really need to compensate. They need to be conscious, they really need to be aware, and try to actually see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Manasya Deha Geha, my house, my family, my car, my job, this is all Radha Gokulananda's. It's all for them. It belongs to them. Everything I do, I'm doing for them. So that becomes deity worship. Because when that's deity worship at home, then you don't have to click in. Then you're there. Then walking into the deity room is not... Especially when you come for a service. You come, all right, I'm coming here to cook an offering, and then I'm going... Making a transition may not be an easy thing to do. The time is so short that by the time you make the transition, it's over. And so it's really about consciousness. Yome bhaktya priyachati. Whether it's he's got a haveli or not, but Krishna's looking for this bhakti. Yome bhaktya. So have we actually got that bhakti? Are we offering that bhakti to Radha Gokulananda? That's the main thing that really makes the offering, the arti, the shringar, all of these things, is the real love and devotion. This is a religion of love. And that's what really needs to come out. And some of you, I know, have been doing this for decades. So is it coming out? Because it needs to come out, you know. Other people may not know, but you know. And Radha Gokulananda knows. And that's what really makes the worship. I go to Tirupati every once in a while, particularly to pray for money. Not for me. Balaji, to give a little to Radha Shyam. And Revati Raman Prabhu was telling me that there's so many different stories. He was telling me the story of one pujari over there who worships Balaji. And they're very, their pujari system is a little different than ours. the pujaris move in, literally speaking, to the brahmachari ashram, because there's no women doing worship. The men move into, there's an ashram. They're not with their families. It isn't that they drive up the hill every day. They live there, and they have to stay there. And they're there for, I think, 6 months. They're 6 months on and 6 months off. And when they're there, they're not in their homes, they're not with their families. They're living together, they have their own. So one of the pujaris, there's a lot of nice stories, but he said that this is his eighth birth as a pujari for Balaji. And that he'll, you know, he continues to want to stay here in the world to serve them until Balaji sends him back to Vaikuntha. So that's because they, although they call him Govinda, but they actually see that he's Narayan, who's taken the form of Govinda, which is a little different from our philosophy. A lot different from our philosophy. It's not quite right. So that should be also our mentality, that we're here to serve Radha Gokulananda, and Janme Prabhu say that we're here life after life. And that is a phenomenon. Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know the story of Shakshi Gopal, and he was originally in Vrindavan, it was like 800 years ago, and then he walked, you know all of the stories, so he walked following this Brahmin to South India, and then he was installed there near Vidyanagar. Then from there he went to Katak, and from Katak he came to Puri. Then he got into a quarrel with Jagannath, and so Jagannath had him moved out of the temple, and so now he's in the Shakshi Gopalpur, which is about 15 miles up the road between Bhubaneswar and Puri. And when after he testified, then Gopal told the Brahmin, elder Brahmin and younger Brahmin, "You have been my servants birth after birth." Which I've always taken that here Gopal is a deity, so he's telling he's speaking as a deity. So he's telling them, "You've been my servants birth after birth." You know, we have this idea of going back to Godhead. But if you're in Krishna consciousness, wherever you are is back to Godhead. And ultimately, Radha Gokulananda, maybe someday we will have a 30-story temple for them. Ultimately, living here in New Gokula is back to Godhead. Wherever Krishna is, that's the dham. It requires eyes to see it. So with the idea that, all right, now most of you are part-time, so maybe come back again full-time. And you can be full-time pujaris, and you can expand the deity worship when Prabhupada was installing Rukmini Dwarkadish, then he was talking about Jagannath is getting 56 offerings a day. Now he gets 56 preparations a day, but the original was 56 offerings, which means every 20 minutes he eats. Prabhupada said, we should also do that, 56 offerings a day. And you should offer, if possible, then you should offer a new outfit every day. He says, why one new outfit? Two new outfits every day. In the spiritual world, Krishna gets new clothes all the time. So there's lots of room, scope for expanding the deity worship. You know, India's tradition is about that. It's about the little deities could be, weather permitting, outside, doing all kinds of different leela, going to the lake. And there's a lake, and going around in a rath and having a rathiyatra. Having offerings on nice sunny days, going out there. It requires Brahmins to do that. Obviously, you don't have Brahmins to do that now, but if all of you become full-time Brahmanas, and there's another 200 devotees part, and then you could be doing a lot more. So, ideally, actually, our whole culture should be based around the worship of the deities. So we want to replace internet, television, sports and other things, just with things that to do with deities, and taking them out in the evening. Still, many temples in India where they take out the deities in the evening, the Utsav deities, they have a big festival. They could be doing that here. So Prabhupada said that the weather will change as we chant Hare Krishna. So you notice global warming's taking place. Weather patterns are changing. Still a little way to go until everything becomes very nice. So on many occasions, Prabhupada said, Pujari is the most fortunate person. So we need to be really aware of our good fortune. Hare Krishna. I don't want to hold you up because you're all supposed to leave so that there's another group coming in, right? And there's another meeting coming in here. You want to say any final words?
Just like to thank you very much for coming in. We had last time.